Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Now the 1-1. Came in and hit him. Maybe got the bat. Either way, he is down, and the Padre bench is hot. Mike Shildt is particularly hot. He is running out of the dugout, pointing at the Dodger dugout. Arise, meanwhile, coming to check on Tatis with Shildt and head athletic trainer Mark Rogo in tow. Now Dave Roberts is coming out of the third base dugout. He and Mike Shildt are going to go face-to-face, and both benches will empty. Roberts pushed Shildt. The umpires and some of the coaches trying to get between the two managers. Shildt and Roberts are now up against the backstop.
Yes, indeed. And welcome with that backdrop into today's version of Gwynn and Chris. It is finally a Friday, and we welcome you in to the Gwynn and Chris program here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together today in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. had a scheduled day off. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what everybody wants to talk about, Scraby, today. So why don't I go first?
Oh, Debo Samuel's too slow?
How about Xander Bogaerts? Five consecutive hits, including a home run and a couple of doubles.
I felt good for him last night.
Isn't that what people are excited about today?
Oh, no. The response, Chris, is, well, finally he's earning his salary.
Yes, I know. They can still be negative no matter what when it comes to
Xander.
I
mean, he has to keep it going, but it was nice to see him go 5 for 5 in his last 5 at-bats, including Wednesday night.
He had a huge hit in the game on Wednesday night, and he had 4 of them in the game last night. So, yes, that was a bright spot to be sure. Well, I think it's pretty clear, Scraby, after what you just heard Jesse Agler and Mark Grant describe, that the Dodger-Padre rivalry has reached yet another level of rivalry. You know, I mean, look, Tony's been saying it all year. Straight up, the best rivalry in baseball right now is not Red Sox-Yankees. It's not Dodgers-Giants. Not Cubs-Cardinals. It's this one. This is the best one. Not only are the two teams good, not only have they faced each other twice in the last 3 years in the postseason and played exciting series both times, splitting them, not only are the two cities and their fans separated by only 90 or so miles, maybe 100. But it's pretty clear that the teams absolutely, positively now hate each other. And that's it, man. That's what makes it. That's what makes the rivalry. The Padres hate the Dodgers, and hate is a really strong word, but it's fun to be able to use in this context. The Padres hate the Dodgers. Will Smith notwithstanding, I'm pretty sure the Dodgers hate the Padres. And if none of that part is true, then certainly the Padres and their fans hate Dave Roberts. He is now public enemy numero uno. And Dave, no way, no longer can you cash in the, well, I'm grew up in San Diego, played for the Padres, went to Rancho Buena, doesn't matter anymore. Dave Roberts is the all-time numero uno villain in Padre, the minds of Padre fans. And Mike Schilt, if he wasn't our hero before, he is now.
What I love about Mike Schilt is that he's got a fire in him that that just makes me feel good about.
He did exactly
him defending the Padres.
He did exactly what every one of us would have wanted to do if we were there. And Tony said it on the broadcast on the television side. A lot of people have said this as well, but I'm agreeing with them. And Mike Schilt said it in his post-game press conference. Whether the rookie jittery pitcher of the Dodgers, what was his name? Little, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Little.
Whether Mr. Chicken Little threw at Tatis on purpose or not.
I think he got caught up in the storm, really.
Whether Dave Roberts ordered it or not, whether it was intentional or not, does not matter. It just doesn't matter this time. Fernando Tatis Jr. has never been hit more than four times by any other team. Six times by the Dodgers, though.
Yeah.
And three of those in the last 7 days. And as Mike Schilt correctly pointed out, those weren't the only inside pitches.
No.
There were several that missed him.
Yeah.
That he spun out of the way of. Now, Fernando,
he can do a little bit of a dance.
He puts a little bit of a dance into it.
But now we know why.
But he also doesn't really want to get hit, and I don't blame him. And it's clear Bob Scanlon was on point last night. Bob, if you're out there, well done. Analysis after the game. Solid. But if you are going to pitch high and tight to Fernando, and it's pretty clear the Dodgers are doing that now. Other teams pitch inside to Fernando, but they don't pitch high and in. Okay? Belt and inside, low and inside is one thing. When you start coming up around the neck, the head, the helmet, the face, where the hands are, and which is where he got hit last night, you are messing with a guy's career there. And the Dodgers should be called out for it. And Mike Schilt called a spade a spade. He came out. He goes, look at the, I don't know what he was yelling across originally at Dave Roberts. It doesn't matter. I know what he was saying, though. And what he's saying is, I don't care whether you, this was intentional. It doesn't matter anymore. Balls keep hitting my best player, or yep, one of my best players, one of the best players in baseball. This has got to stop.
Yep.
And Dave Roberts' reaction to it, I think at first, was what any other manager on the other team would and should do, which is come out and defend your part of the turf, okay? But when you go and you make contact and you push and you can't control yourself after that and you start screaming, you wait. Well, first of all, you wait till 15 people get in between you.
Yeah, and then you retreat.
And then you start yelling over the top of it and waving
your
arms.
And you know what
arms.
Mike Schilt did? Get out of my way. I'm getting you, Dave.
Mike Schilt was trying to throw people out of the way. Right. Dave
Love
Roberts
it.
Was hiding behind people.
It
but
gives me chills what Mike Schilt did last night.
It was awesome. And Dave Roberts did, you know, what a lot of instigators do.
Run.
They push and run. And he pushed and he ran behind everybody. And then it got good to him again. And he started yelling. So look, Dave, who else on this show or on this station has ever even stuck up for Dave Roberts at all? I have. But it's hard and harder to do after what happened last night. And there's a few other things that were brought up that are on point here. Number one, Kurt Bevacqua, whose hatred for the Dodgers, by the way, goes back to before you were born, Scraby.
I'm sure
and
it
before
does.
Most of you were born. When Tommy Lasorda, the then Dodger manager, said, and I quote, why would we want to hit Bevacqua? He can't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Oh, man, that's pretty bad.
It was a pretty big dig by Lasorda. Believe me, Kurt Bavakwa never forgot it.
Still Kurt, hasn't forgot it.
Kurt Bavakwa was on point with his tweet last night. And here's what he wrote. Here's what happened in the Padre-Dodger game. Eighth inning, and the Dodgers are pinch hitting for Betts, Smith, and Freeman, only behind 5-0. I'm sitting there thinking, that's weird. Ninth inning, they hit Tatis, and then finishes Bavakwa. Roberts took them out of the game purposely in case of a fight. I don't know that you could ever prove that incorrect. Why did those guys come out of the game in the bottom of the eighth inning in a 5-0 score? Look, the Dodgers almost won the game in the ninth inning without those guys. Not in there in the eighth inning with still a good, you know, a chance to win the game. He took them all out ahead of this. This, to me, something that he pushed the envelope. Now, look, Jerry Hairston Jr.'s online. He's sticking up for the Dodgers. Well, he works for the Dodgers. Dave Roberts is never going to be admit, you know, straight up anything. But again, this discussion is not about whether they were intentionally did it. You can believe what you want. You're never going to know the answer 100% because there's only a couple people who really know the answer.
Dave Roberts, the pitcher.
The pitcher, maybe the catcher. You know, a couple
Will
coaches.
Smith, I mean, he probably was the one
Smith
who called for it.
Will Smith wasn't catching. No.
You're right. Dalton Rushing
was.
They
had a rookie catching.
That's right. They pinch hit for Will Smith late in the game.
Will Smith was... No, Will Smith... anyway, right. Rushing... Oh, no, wait. You're right. Rushing caught the game before. My bad.
Yeah, but he did go in last night.
He did go in later in the game. That's what got... My point being, there's a few people who know the true answer, but it doesn't matter. Because Fernando cannot keep getting hit and thrown at like that. And you have to do something about it. And I don't even think... I'm sure there's a ton of Dodger fans. I don't want to say a ton. I'm sure there's many Dodger fans who are out there. They're curious what we're thinking and saying here in San Diego. Or Dodger fans who just live here.
They're in my
and I'm
Twitter
sure they're
mentions.
All in the chat or in your messages
right
people, now.
Dodgers fans, Chris, are like... Hey,
but this,
the Padres started it by hitting Pajes.
This is not us against them. This is not about that. This is about facts, and the facts being that the Dodgers have not only hit one of the best players in the league 3 times in the last 9 days, intentionally or otherwise, but they continue to throw him up and in, and even when they don't hit him, they almost hit him. This has got to stop. The Padres had to do something. This is not about who's right or who's wrong. This is about facts and what happened. And, you know, did the Dodgers take these guys out in the eighth inning because they knew something might happen in the ninth? Did the kid get jittery up there and just miss his pitch? Did Robert Suarez really retaliate and intentionally put the tying run up to the plate in a game that the Padres absolutely had to win? I don't even want to get to the other part of it. If Hideki, or no, I always call him that. If Yuki Matsui gives up a 3-run homer there in the bottom of the ninth after he replaces Suarez and the Padres lose that game last night, I say season's over. Like, you could not lose that game last night and get a 4-game sweep and blow a 5-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth. But they were one or two pitches away from that happening. So, there's a lot to unpack. I really don't hate anyone. I think everybody did what they had to do, felt what they had to do. I love Mike Schilt for what he did. I get what Dave Roberts did to protect his side of the field until he pushed and ran, because I'm just not a fan of that from anybody, whether it's a Dodger manager or whoever. The bottom line, this is something that has to be stopped, and the Padres are doing their best to try and do that.
You know, on the other side, I want to bring up something about Dave Roberts that is a pattern at this point.
Okay.
So
we'll get into that. There's a lot more to discuss here. The Padres did win the game. That ultimately was pretty important. The other part that's important, we don't have any answer yet definitively on the potential injury status of Fernando Tatis Jr.
I'm looking
for it. That could be big as well. As soon as we know, we'll let you know. Gwynn and Chris is underway. Jesse Agler, who called the game, will be on the program in a little while to get his thoughts. Trenton Brooks, who homered in the series, the San Diegan from Granite Hills High, is our Friar Friday guest. Can't wait. Let's keep going on Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tickets for sale for the August 22nd Dodger-Padre game. Scrab, you want to sell them so we can take a cruise somewhere?
Yes.
No kidding, right? I don't have tickets. But can you, I mean, that game's going to be a ticket in demand, I believe.
And
down here, now the Padres and Dodgers play each other up there on August 15th, which is the Friday before the teams come back here. And then that's it. You know, and don't get me started on baseball's stupid schedule. But these kinds of conflicts don't happen when the Padres play the Royals, because no one cares that much. This is why these games need to be scheduled more. This is great for baseball. You know, is it the look you're always after? Not necessarily, but we want to see teams compete. Do we not?
I do.
And I mean, if they're not competing now, I don't know what, you know, what we got to see.
I think that Dave Roberts.
Yes.
I was talking about a pattern before we went to break.
Right.
But I don't know of, I mean, I'm sure it's happened in the last like 5 years, but I can't remember any other incidents where a manager has pushed another manager. And Dave Roberts has done that twice to two different Padres managers. He
pushed
Andy Green,
yeah,
and then he pushed Mike Schilt last night. Like, Dave Roberts needs to get a grip on himself. And you know what tells me that that was intentional? People who know they're in the wrong, go over the top in defense. If you know that it was unintentional, Dave Roberts would have calmly walked out of that dugout and been like, you know what? You're right. We didn't want to hit him. No, Dave Roberts came out and he pushed Mike Schill because he was trying to cover up the lie.
But look, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm almost 100% sure that Suarez retaliated as well.
I am too.
But I don't.
And I think he did that on his own.
But again, I don't think it matters. That's not the issue here to me. The issue is that Fernando keeps getting hit, and something has to be done to stop it.
And now he might be seriously hurt. We don't know yet.
He could be seriously hurt. We don't know. Secondly, the other issue is Dave Roberts coming out and laying his hands on the other team's manager, as you pointed out for a second time. What is baseball going to do about this? If anything.
They have to do something.
I know Padre fans are calling for a life suspension. Put him next to a shoeless Joe Jackson. But... you know, Keith Olbermann tweeted out at least a month. Hey, you remember Keith Olbermann, the old... and I,
which I'm like, all right, this series has reached...
A month is way too long.
A month is way too long.
Way too long. But I think baseball needs to send a message to the Dodger manager that you can't come out and shove the other guy's manager. It's just not... that's not cool.
No.
You can have whatever argument you want. I mean, how mad have we ever seen managers and or players get with umpires?
They get right in their face.
They lose their mind.
But they do not touch.
But they do not touch. You're right. And if you touch...
that's when it turns it up.
Well, you get suspended. So, hey, look, this... you know, we're going to see what baseball does about this. I hope they do something. Not necessarily because it's like the eye for an eye and I want Dave Roberts... it's not that. It's just that's the right thing to do here. That is the right thing to do here.
Do you think that they're going to have to suspend Robert Suarez then? I think they will.
For throwing at Ohtani in retaliation?
I think they will do
I don't... then they got it. Well, that's not a fair trade. But they have to suspend the other guy for the Dodgers. He threw at Fernando after both teams had been warned, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not right. They were warned after...
everything got crazy.
It got so crazy. Yes, I'm trying to keep up. The night before, the Dodger guy threw at Iglesias 5 innings after they were warned. Remember, Manny was upset that they didn't eject that pitcher. And that's when Marvin Hudson, the same guy who home plate umpired last night, said to Mike Schilt, oh, he didn't do that intentionally, Mike.
That's
remember,
right.
And I was like, How do you know? I mean, none of us really know. We think we know, and we're probably right. But, because, you know, I love it, man. This is it. I mean, these two teams, I believe and I hope, and so should the rest of baseball hope, are on another collision course for a postseason meeting. Because I'm telling you, those games are going to be can't miss, not just for us, but for any baseball fan in Ohio or South Carolina or wherever. This is the best rivalry in baseball, and it lived up to it. Now, you know, the victory the Padres got last night, like I said, they had to have that. They couldn't afford to be swept 4, and certainly couldn't afford to be swept 4 by losing a 5-0 lead in the 9th inning. Yuki Matsui striking out, rushing there to end the game, might have been the biggest out of the whole season so far. Because remember... the runners moved into scoring position when the ball got trapped in Martin Maldonado's equipment, which is a rule that allows all the base runners to advance one base, a rule not many people know.
I didn't know it.
Well, I mean, look, I can understand that you're not allowed to use the equipment to trap the ball. I get it. But he didn't use his equipment. The ball bounced into his equipment. Anyway, they ruled the bet. Well, look, now all Dalton Rushing needed there was a sawed off the bat bloop single, and it would have been 5-5. And I don't know where our season would have gone from there. So, yeah. You know, thank goodness they got the win. They got out of there. To me, it doesn't make up for it. The Dodgers won 3 out of 4. They won the series. They stuck it to the Padres last week. They stuck it to them again this week. Will Smith is the Padres' daddy. Until they can get him out consistently, then he's their daddy, and we have to listen to his crap because we're not doing anything to shut him up. And Pajes, all of a sudden, is number 44, looking like another guy who used to wear number 44, Hank Aaron. So, you know, look, if you would have told me before the 7 games that Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman wouldn't hit a single home run between them?
Yeah.
I'd have told you the Padres are going to win at least five of those
games.
The
Padres held them in check the entire series.
But they didn't win them because the Dodger bottom of the lineup killed the Padres. Number one. Number two, the Padre bullpen continues to stagger and stumble, and that has got to get squared away.
That does have to get squared away.
All right.
I would like to, just because I'm feeling, it's Friday and I'm feeling a little frisky, there's Dodger fans in our chat. Like, here's one of them. Invisible Dodger fan, which is really funny because these people can't put their names on the actual statements.
Fine.
Padres have lost 5 out of 7 against the Dodgers. You guys just need a talking point. Might as well talk about how the Padres won't make the playoffs. Why? What kind of loser are you to just come into a Padres chat and continue to be like this? Like, Dodgers fans really, really bother me.
They can say what they
everything
want.
Everything that they do is okay, but everything everybody else does is not.
Yeah, but that's typical fans for everything. Everyone's going to stand behind their team and see it, you know, through their the rose-colored glasses of their side. What that fan is saying is true. They took 5 of 7. Bottom line, they got us right now. And that was what irks me even more, because we have all of this controversy going on, and while it's all going on, the Dodgers are putting distance between them and the Padres in the standings. So that hurts. That hurts. That's the part of it that hurts. Now, Fernando is badly hurt. That's going to change the narrative just a little bit differently, and it's going to change it even more. But I'm going to hope that he's okay. I hope he doesn't miss more than a game or two, if that, and the Padres can get back to work, because they got work to do.
They do.
The Padres absolutely, positively have work to do.
Can I have one last thing on Dave Roberts, please?
Of course.
Before we move on from all of this. Dave Roberts is, when your star player has more control over himself when he gets hit by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, Shohei Ohtani telling the entire dugout, we're good, stay there, like that. You're, as a manager, you're supposed to be the parent. You're supposed to be the adult of the group. You're supposed to be the one calming people down. Like, that does not sit right with me. It really bothers me what Dave Roberts has done in the last 2 years to completely, like, I didn't really mind him before the whole sinister sling Manny threw a ball at me. But after that, it's like, man, you are just really making up stuff now. And it's outside of the realm of sportsmanship or gamesmanship. It's just jerkness.
I think you're talking a lot with your heart.
I am.
And that's okay, because the passion is there for you.
I am.
Yeah, the passion's there for you. It's the passion's there for both sides of this rivalry. That's what makes it great. So I get it. People are talking with their heart. I'm trying to talk mostly, you know, beyond the heart. And
yeah,
right
you're the calm one today.
Right now, we got to hope that Fernando's okay, because if he's not, then this takes on a whole nother avenue. But beyond that, baseball, I believe, should, you know, send a message to Dave Roberts. If they feel that's just a fine, fine. But suspensions are normally more warranted, at least for a game or two. You can't shove the other team's manager. And you're right, you got to keep some control, because everybody else does. I mean, you can't tell me that Mike Schilt didn't want to go over and punch him.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
You can't tell me that Mike Schilt didn't want to, Lou Piniella didn't want to beat up all those umpires and Earl Weaver. But you know what? They didn't. They didn't hit him. They didn't touch him.
That's just a rule.
A message needs to be sent there. And, you know, but beyond that, I think both teams did what they needed to do. And now this rivalry is through the roof. I love it. I can't wait till, you know, August 15th. And as Mike Schilt said, we'll be there.
Yes.
We got a couple more months of baseball to play, but we'll be there.
The one thing about baseball players is that they remember things.
Kurt
Bavakwa apparently remembers things that happened years ago.
Yeah, just don't mention water falling out of a boat to Bavakwa.
I will never.
Because if you ever do, you'll have to duck.
I will never.
All right, Gwynn and Chris, we're rolling. When we come back, we're going to take a little bit of a deep breath, but we're going to stay with the Padres. Trenton Brooks, who made his debut this week and homered in L.A., tonight, the San Diego kid gets to play his first ever game at Petco Park. We visited with him. You'll get to hear that. Jesse Agler in the 3 o'clock hour. We heard Jesse's call earlier. I think we should play it for him again later because it was really good. And, of course, we'll get his thoughts on what happened last night as Gwynn and Chris rolls on toward Padre pregame show. Did we even mention that they're playing Kansas City tonight? See, because no one cares.
Yeah.
Back with more.
I mean, we had a day off yesterday. It doesn't even seem like it. It's just like, let's go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that's hit in the air to deep right field. Hernandez is going back. He's at the wall looking up. It's going to go. First home run in the big leagues. And Trenton Brooks, a pinch hit home run. Two-run shot at Dodger Stadium. And don't go anywhere. It's 8-5.
Trenton Brooks, he's going places, 29-year-old from Alpine, California.
With a perfect mustache for baseball, by
the way. Yes, I got to give myself a little credit. You'll hear our interview with Trenton in a minute.
You got to give yourself some credit?
Yes, because I didn't open with that. I normally go right to that stuff.
I was a little
surprised. But I didn't want to leave him, you know, I didn't want to put him on the defensive with the mustache question, but he does have a hell of a mustache.
It fits him very well.
Trenton Brooks, first career home run the other night. Tonight, first time the hometown kid gets to play at Petco Park, and he's very excited by that. By the way, if you have any extra tickets for tonight's game, please send them to Trenton Brooks. He needs them because everyone he's ever met has asked him for tickets for tonight's game.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So we'll have that coming up with him shortly. A couple of quick things to take care of before we do that. It is Padres and Royals tonight. Seems like kind of a mental letdown after what the 7 games we just saw. I mean, let's be, if we could take all the 8 hit by pitches out of the equation, which we can't, but if we did, you know, six of the seven games were just right down to the end. They were great games. The only lousy game was the one the Padres won up there.
Yeah.
11-1. But every other game I thought was great. It was, you know, entertaining. Padres rallied Wednesday night, right? Two runs in the ninth, got it to the bottom of the ninth. Then we had to, I would have rather the Padres not done that because I just did not want to see Will Smith walk off the game. Ugh, that was hard to
that
stomach.
That was really hard to stomach.
Yeah, it was. But, you know.
Look, I turned it off before the ball even went out.
It's like the Dodger fan wrote on the chat. They won. They got 5 out of 7. That's the bottom line is the bottom line. I can't change that. Now,
is it weird I don't care?
Yeah, I care because I want to beat these guys. I don't like losing to them, and I really don't like losing to them now with everything that's going on. And, you know, we lost to them. So, you know, they get the edge, but it is June. And, you know, I hope we get the edge in August, and then I hope we have a chance to get the edge again in October. Because I know this. Last year, the Padres won the regular season series. Last year, remember, the first time in 13 years, the Padres won the season series. And guess what that meant? A hill of beans. Because in the end, the Dodgers won the playoff.
Someone actually made a good point to me.
So that's what matters, right? Ultimately.
The series they beat the Dodgers was a regular season series that they did not fare well against the Dodgers.
No, that year they did terrible in the regular season and then beat them. So look, there's a lot of baseball to be played.
Ooh, we're going to have to wait a little bit for Mike Schilt's update. His update's not till 4:10 today.
Mike Schilt on the latest? All right, well, if we hear anything before then... on Fernando, we'll let you know. Lineups are certainly not out yet. And I have a feeling today they'll be extra lengthy. Is Jackson Merrill, where's his 7 days at? Tomorrow?
Well, he went on it, I believe, on Sunday.
Yeah, so I don't know if he can come back tomorrow or Sunday. I'm not sure, but it would be good to have him back because I don't know that Fernando plays tonight. I hope he does. But, you know, that looked like a pretty good pop.
Yeah.
You know, along with all the other stuff. All right. So anyway, the rest of the show, Trenton Brooks here in a few minutes, Jesse Agler in the 3 o'clock hour. We got obviously Chris versus the fans, Big Five in the 4 o'clock hour. We also have our countdown today, which you did not put here.
So I honestly did not know where it was going to go.
Well, we're going to squeeze
so much.
I know. We'll get our countdown in there, but Scraby came up with the topic today.
It was too
and
easy.
He's basing it on Dave Roberts.
Yes.
And it is best, or I guess worst, sports villains. So that's coming up later in the program. I got some good ones for you, Scrabe.
Okay.
I did a little checking, and I got a couple that are going to hit close to home for you.
Okay.
So that's coming up on the countdown a little bit later. One score to update, Major League Baseball. I don't always update these, but Seattle beat the Cubs at Wrigley 9-4 today. Why does this matter? Doesn't, except for the fact that Cal Raleigh hit two more home runs in this game. He now has 29 on the season. He hit one batting right-handed. He hit the other batting left-handed. He has a real chance to break the all-time record this year for most home runs ever by a switch hitter.
Wow.
That record is currently held by none other than Mickey Mantle of 54.
I've heard of him.
You've heard
before.
Of the Mick, yeah. Raleigh's up to 29. He also is well on his way to being the first catcher ever to hit 50 home runs in a season. No catcher's ever done it. That includes Johnny Bench and whoever else you can name.
Like this is
Mike
a story.
Piazza.
This is a story that is not being covered by Major League Baseball.
Not enough.
This guy's 29 home runs, and yet he can't even make the front page.
He also stole his ninth base today. I don't know how many catchers have that many steals. So anyway, Cal Raleigh. He's having quite the year. And he already, with his two home runs today, he's the first catcher ever to have this many home runs at the All-Star break. So he's breaking records. And, you know, it's not necessarily a home run happy league anymore the way it was 10, 12, 15 years ago. You know, guys are hitting their home runs, but he's leading everybody now. He's ahead of Judge. He's ahead of, you know, you name it. Cal Raleigh
Shohei,
is your guy. He's ahead of Shohei. Yeah, he is. All right, so that's that. As far as any other news items that's happened today, not a lot. Not really anything major. We'll get into the NBA thing a little bit later in the show as well. I was going to just say that, you know, Oklahoma City is not as good as everybody said they were, but I've been saying that already for 2 weeks. So that game did not change my opinion last night.
Conspiracy. No one cares about this NBA Finals. They needed to go seven.
So they had to go seven.
They need to pay off for their TV partners.
Yeah, you can say it. I
don't know. It's not true.
Well, the final score was like 30 points, right? So did the refs control that game? Come on. 30 points? the refs might be able to get him a basket or two, but not 30 points, please. All right, let's get to our interview. Trenton Brooks, he's a good dude, and he's a San Diegan, and he's made it to the big time. He's waited a long time. Here's our visit with him. And our Friar Friday interview this week. Yeah, we are really happy to be visiting with Trenton Brooks. We're happy to have him here in San Diego. And you join us, Trenton, on a day where I guess there's a little news involving the Padres last night. I don't know. Something happened at the game last night. Give us your perspective. I guess probably everybody's asked you already the last 15 hours or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
To be on here. And yeah, you know, two passionate teams going at it, you know. Yeah, you know, a couple balls got away on, you know, both ends, and, you know, it's a fun rivalry to be a part of, and, you know, two teams that want to win and know each other really well, so, you know, that's kind of how I saw it.
Yeah, baseball is still the same, no matter what level, right? I mean, if somebody hits you with a pitch, it's not a great feeling, so totally understood it, but it was kind of, I mean, I don't know, your first week here with the Padres and, you know, back in the big leagues, and you're kind of right in the middle of the biggest story in baseball, really, the Padre-Dodger rivalry. So that's got to be a lot of fun for you in that regard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, that was my first time playing at Dodger Stadium, and obviously being a part of a rivalry too. It's, you know, it's super fun. You know, that's why you love the game. That's why you play the game. It was a cool experience.
Talking to Trenton Brooks here on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday, and I want to go back to your at-bat at Dodger Stadium where you hit that two-run home run when things were not looking up for the Padres in the offense category. But, I mean, how do you come in and just make an impact in your first at-bat as a Padre, or one of your first at-bats as a Padre?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all glory to God. You know, I feel like he was with me in that box, and you know, it was really cool. It's surreal. It's a, you know, blessing to have the opportunity to do that, and yeah, it was fun. You know, it was a good time, and you know, that's definitely probably the best memory I have playing baseball up to this date. So.
And that includes a lot of glory days at Granite Hills High School. So, you know, don't
yes,
forget
sir.
About all of that. Take us back to growing up, you know, out there in East County. And did you go to a bunch of games with your family? Did you go to a few games here and there? Where did you catch the baseball bug? Was it going out and watching Padres games? Was it on television? Was it just playing with your buddies? What was it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of all of the above. You know, growing up in Alpine, my dad was a big baseball fan, big Padre fan. So yeah, I mean, I went to some games at Qualcomm. Obviously, watched Tony Gwynn play. I was, you know, at that age, it was awesome. You know, and went to some games at Petco, and when the games were on Channel 4, I used to keep scorebook in my on my couch with my dad watching the game. So you know, it was cool. So absolutely. Watching the Padres kind of helped me, you know, find my love of baseball.
He kept score. You don't know how much that makes me happy.
I can,
because I'm from an era.
I do know.
I'm from an era where almost everybody kept score, Scraby. Now very few people keep score. So I'm very excited to hear that. Did your dad, did your family, did they let you stay the entire game? I mean, after all, you lived in Alpine. You might have had school the next day. That's a long ride back home.
Yeah, it's not a short one, but I guarantee I probably talked my dad into it, and he let me stay.
Yeah, very good.
I probably stayed through all 9 innings.
We're talking to Trenton Brooks here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan, and something that I talk to our listeners and fans about a lot is, why can't this guy be called up and be ready for the major leagues? And meaning going from the minor leagues to the major leagues. Now, what's the biggest difference for you? I know that the pitching is better, but what is the biggest difference that you've noticed going from minor leagues to major leagues?
Clubhouse food is better.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, and the travel accommodations are better too.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's the same game, but it is different, you know. You know, you go from playing in front of 10,000 people to, you know, I think there was 54,000 at Dodger Stadium the other day. You know, being able to slow the game down, understanding it is the same game, but I mean, you mentioned the pitching. I mean, there's obviously a massive difference. You know, like, you know, you might get a pitch in that bat to hit, you know, and you got to do your best not to miss that pitch. So, yeah, there's a big difference, but, you know, like I said, at the same time, it is the same game, just trying to slow it down and really just enjoying being there, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you know, here up, and we've been hearing about what you know, been doing, you know, at El Paso, and, you know, kept thinking, well, let's get him up here. So we're happy that you're here, and now, you know, get to play in front of the home folks tonight, which will be, I'm sure, another, you know, really exciting time for you. When was the aha moment that you might have had? Maybe a coach told you, maybe some other players told you, maybe you just felt it yourself, where you got to a point you said, you know what? If everything goes right, someday I could actually make it in this game, you know, to the big league. Because, I mean, we all played growing up, and most of us had the aha moment that we were never going to make it to the major leagues, right? I mean, we finally realized. Me too. I played college ball, and I didn't, you know, but I knew I wasn't going to make that next step. So was there a time that, you know, or somebody that kind of got with you and said, hey, you got a shot here?
I can't really pinpoint what. I kind of just love playing, like, that was my thing, and I was always pretty good, but undersized, and, you know, I guess I probably matured later than most players, but obviously I was grateful to get a, you know, scholarship to Nevada Reno. I'd probably say, like, my sophomore year there, I was like, hey, I'm, like, actually pretty good at this.
Okay.
You know, there's a good chance I get drafted here, so. That might have been, like, the first one. And then, you know, I struggled through my first 2 years of pro ball. So, you know, once I kind of put together a couple good years, kind of learned about myself as a hitter and as a player and you know, learned what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, stuff like that, and just try to keep developing every single year and not, you know, not trying to stop learning, you know. So,
of course, yeah, for sure.
Kind of just stuck the grind out. I was, you know, I played in the minor leagues for, I think, 9 years. I think I got called in my 9th year. So just kind of really just sticking to the grind and enjoying every minute at the same time.
You know, I love guys like you because, you like you said, you stuck to the grind.
Because you're in your 9th year and you're still nowhere.
Yeah, I'm still nowhere.
He's made it.
I'm still in, like, rookie ball or something
that. You're still in the minors.
I love when guys stick with it and when guys, even when it's going bad, they still continue to try. We're talking to Trenton Brooks here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. Now, this is going to be, I believe, your first start for the pod, or not start, but first game at home for the Padres tonight. Is there going to be a lot of family in attendance?
Oh yeah, too many to count.
I've always heard that it's really difficult when someone goes back home because you get hit up by everyone that you know to come to the game.
Oh boy, yeah. I mean, my texts are, I mean, I haven't even been able to look at them all.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, I got, you know, a lot of family are they're really cool here. Like, hey, we just bought tickets, didn't want to bother you. I was like, okay, that's great.
That is great.
I know
Now that's great. You know, look, I mean, this is what it's all about. And, you know, getting to play in Petco Park when one time you were, you know, sitting there watching games at Petco Park. Yeah, you probably have heard from, you know, the custodian at Granite Hills High School who helped you unstick your locker one day, yes. You know, who needs a couple of tickets. But my advice to you is go around the locker room and, you know, ask Manny, see if he's got a couple extra for Nan. You know, those guys, I'm sure would be.
Don't listen to this jokester.
Yes,
over here.
Listen to
don't
me. Listen they might be him. Willing to help him out. This is, hey, I've heard this team is a very welcoming team. Have you not found that coming to San Diego? The guys have been, I'm sure, pretty good to have you there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe in the clubhouse is great. You know, all the older guys, all the veterans, I should say, that have been in this game a long time have been nothing but great. So, yeah, it's definitely very welcoming. It's fun. You know, it's a good time showing up to the field every day. It's a really good vibe, and you can tell why this team's going to win a lot of the games, you know.
For sure, yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here. It's great to get to meet you and look forward to getting you down there and saying hello. But, yeah, enjoy it tonight. Have fun, man. This is a memory. You know, hopefully you get in the ball game tonight and able to contribute and give everybody something to cheer about. Trenton Brooks, very good, sir. Thank you much, and congrats for being up here.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you guys. And, yeah, looking forward to meeting you guys in person sometime soon.
Will do. There he is, Trenton Brooks. I like, you know, these interviews on Friday. So a lot of times we interview the younger guys that are just excited,
yeah.
You know? Like their whole life has been changed.
Yes, it has.
You know?
I honestly mean, it's great to talk to Manny and all them, but I like to talk to these guys because they have been fighting.
Right. I love, you know, we want to have Manny too.
Of course.
Manny's going to give you pretty much the thing. I don't have a whole lot of new stuff for Manny at this point. You know,
we've already asked him all the
questions
about
his life.
Pretty much
asked him everything I can think of. Yeah, but no, we like that both. But I do enjoy these guys. Oh, he's not even that young, 29. You know,
he said 8 years.
Well, he made his debut last year. He got in there with the Giants for a little bit last year, 20 at bats or so. But he's a hometown kid, and tonight he's home for the first time. So that's pretty exciting. More Gwen and Chris. Hour number two coming up. Update on Fernando if we get one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.